Small businesses pop up every year, but within the first 5 years of operation, many of them close. The show's Anika Klein visited one nonprofit that hopes to get women in on the small business trend in a way that helps them survive the formative years.
Cassie Yule is wearing a pair of sterling silver earrings in the shape of half moons. She's building her career on those earrings and the other jewelry she designs.
Well, I think like a lot of handmade businesses like mine, you know, it started as just a labor of love. I was making things because I love to. And then eventually people were like, you know, do you sell this? Where can I buy this?
The answer was Etsy, an online marketplace for people to sell what they create. About a year ago, Yule quit her job as an art teacher and started her new jewelry brand, Zend Out.
I didn't have any business background. I was just kind of like, this is doing well, but I don't really know what to do to take it to the next step.
Enter Alicia Marseille.
I'm the program director for the Arizona Women's Education Entrepreneur Center.
But they usually just call it AWC. The center had a soft launch at the beginning of February.
So since February 2nd, we have 54 clients.
A client is someone signed up for the center's program, which includes trainings, one-on-one mentoring, workshops, and even the option to take an online business course. And it's all free, which gets to the center's mission, to help women in low-income jobs or with no job at all to become their own boss.
Our goal is to help them to understand that entrepreneurship and small business can be a form of self-sufficiency and a way that they can create more income for themselves and their households.
According to the Small Business Administration, which helps fund AWC, one major reason for small business failure is actually unexpected growth. And that's exactly the situation Yule finds herself in now. She's growing, and she has to figure out what to do about it.
I need to make a business plan. And, you know, I already asked Alicia, I said, when I have this business plan written up, is this something that I can come and show you so that I can make sure that it makes sense? You know, I've got the finances in order for it.
With the help of AWC, she hopes to get through those first 5 years that are so shaky for small businesses. In the meantime, she can keep in mind one of the quotes she engraves on her bracelets. It always seems impossible until it's done. It's the show. I'm Anika Klein.